I'm Julius Thomas, and you're watching Broncos TV.
On the road again, the third of three straight games away from the Mile High City, and while it's just single-digit temperatures in Denver, the Broncos will play Sunday here in this cozy 72-degree dome in St. Louis, the gateway to the West. The Broncos have not beaten the Rams on the road since 1982, when they were the Los Angeles Rams. They'll try and change those fortunes today, come back home to Denver again after being gone for three straight weeks. It's the Broncos-Rams. BTV Live starts right now.
Yeah, you can't take these guys lightly. I mean, their last three games, they faced, San Francisco. They faced, Seattle. They faced Arizona. And they played those guys really well. This is a good football team that we're facing with a great defensive line, speaking from an offensive standpoint. And we're playing them at home. So we definitely got to bring our A game.
So, it's a team that we have to stay ready for. I mean, their O-line is fantastic. They do a great job with, certain runs that they do and blocking schemes that we've had trouble with in the past. So, we definitely have to come with it.
Their front has been active all season long, in my opinion. They got really good players. A lot of first-round draft choices, guys that were great players in college that have made the transition to the NFL and are all impact players. So, that's where it starts probably for any defense. And we got to be able to, try to control those guys somehow. And it falls on everybody. It falls on the run game. It falls on receivers getting open on time. Falls on, me making quick decisions because it's an active bunch.
Well, so much of our breakdown is the last four. Their last home game, they beat the defending world championship Seattle Seahawks, and, they went on the road against, a pretty tough road as far as a four-game stretch, and, did pretty well. So, they're playing better football right now, I think, than when they were early in the season. I think, defensively, I think they lead the league in minus plays. So I know when you look at the third down reel, there's a lot of third and longs. So they're making negative plays. It just sometimes isn't always sacks. So sometimes that's a little bit of a highlighted stat. But they create penetration. They've got good athletes doing it. And, Jeff Fisher comes, from that side of the ball and has done an outstanding job in particular and also on special teams.
Hi, everyone. Good morning and welcome inside the Edward Jones Dome here on this week 11 with Andrew Mason and Phil Milani. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. Broncos here on the road again for the third straight week, this time in St. Louis on the banks of the Mississippi River. Andrew, the mighty Mississippi, the old miss, the old man.
Deep river. My home is over Jordan.
Perfect. I have been thinking about doing that all week long, and I knew once I set it up, Andrew would knock it out of the park. If there's a reason why we're acting a little goofy this morning, it's because we haven't been home in a month. Broncos on the road, as we said, for their third straight road game. They've gone 1-1 so far on this stretch. And Andrew, I think what we could learn this week is how this team will respond to facing yet another very strong defense, this one featuring Aaron Donald and Robert Quinn.
Yeah, Aaron Donald is the rookie out of Pittsburgh who I think has really taken this defensive line for the St. Louis Rams to the next level. He's been a good run defender pretty much from the word go, but in the last few weeks has become a premium pass rusher from the inside, getting through the line quick, really making some plays, setting up Robert Quinn for some sacks. Remember, this Rams defensive unit only had one sack in the first five games, has had 16 sacks since then, one sack every 9.7 pass plays in the last few weeks, and Aaron Donald's emergence is a big, big part of that.
Yeah, Adam Gase in the offense trying to rework this offensive line. First, it was Paul Kornick coming in, and then what we saw last week for the first time this year, Will Montgomery getting the start, kicking Manny Ramirez to right guard, and Lou Vasquez eventually over to right tackle. Phil, this is the second week they get to try this new-look line after kind of looking at film, what they learned against Oakland.
Yeah, not just the second week, but the second straight week on the road.
Right.
And playing in this dome, the Edward Jones Dome, it's going to be loud in here when the Broncos are on offense. That could cause some communication problems for them. But talking to Adam Gase this week, he said it's like they have two centers out there with Will Montgomery at center and then right next to him, Manny Ramirez. Said that communication wasn't an issue last week. Hopefully today it won't be either.
Head coach John Fox likes to say that the Broncos, he wants this team playing their best ball in December, and they're still taking steps to get there. And it's games like these that help them develop the character they'll need to play well in January.
Away games are very difficult to handle because you don't have your crowd behind you. So all you can do is just you have to get rid of all the nonsense in the stands or the adversity and actually get down to football. And I think it's tough, and it also shows you a lot about your team. When you win on the road, it says a lot about your team because anybody can win at home with the home crowd. Everybody's familiar with the scheduling and the field. When you go into another stadium and you actually win, it says a lot about your team.
Treat it, you know, like any other game on the schedule. But, you know, I feel like, you know, a true team's character is tested on the road. I mean, it's easy to play at home, you know, when you get to sleep in your own bed and, you know, you get to see your family and, you know, you're used to, you know, the city and, you know, the schedule. But when you travel, you're faced with, you know, different things. You know, hotel bed might not be comfortable, the food might not be good. But, you know, we try to eliminate those distractions and just focus on the task at hand, and that's, you know, leaving with a W.
Obviously, it's definitely hard, you know, to win, period, in the National Football League. You're playing against the best in the world week in and week out. To do it on the road makes it even a harder test, but we're not worried about, you know, where we're playing at. It's all about just going out there and trying to win because, you know, our goal is to, you know, win a world championship. I know I say that a lot, but that's our goal. And if we want to achieve that, then we got to go on the road. We got to beat teams, and we got to continuously stack wins.